BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show.
Good morning in Radio Land. I am Pastor Sandra Williams of Union Chapel United Methodist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. I was invited again by BJ Barbara Johnson, who is the person that you hear every Tuesday and Thursday, but you're hearing Pastor Williams on this Tuesday morning. I'd like to speak to you this morning and let you know how God is so good and gracious to us all. For he woke us up this morning and he started us on our journey. And we should always be thankful. For this is the day in which he has made, and we shall rejoice. I'm going to speak to you from a topic entitled, a scripture text, in fact. It is Overcoming Temptation. Overcoming Temptations. And it comes from the book of Matthew, written by Matthew, who wrote to the Jewish nation of people. I'm going to read the key scripture text, which is the fourth chapter of Matthew and the fourth verse. I'll start up at the first, but the key verse is verse 4. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." My brothers and sisters, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Overcoming temptations. Most of us have felt at a time in our lives when we were alone. Matthew, in his writing, he records of Jesus' life. He speaks of the high point of Jesus' baptism. It was followed by some testing by the devil. Satan will not leave us alone. He's always testing us and trying to tempt us to do the wrong thing. But Jesus, who was led by the Spirit of God to a place of testing, this is an important fact to note. It explains how temptation fits into God's plan of salvation for us all. The temptations of Jesus took place in the wilderness. This, the wilderness, a barren land, desolate. It was significant in at least two ways. First, it was a place with little comfort, or he had no companionship. Jesus had to endure the devil's attack without any support or help of other people. Secondly, it paralleled the experience of the nation of Israel, who had been tested in the wilderness. The Israelites, who God brought out of a bondage in Egypt, and their exodus was to go to the promised land, how he enabled them to cross the Red Sea on dry land. As they crossed over, they entered into the wilderness. Jesus had power. He had power that had been rendered to him. At his baptism, he heard the God, the Father, call him his beloved son. Satan picked up on this, the title that Christ Jesus was the beloved son of God. And he spoke to Jesus in that manner. Satan was saying, if you really are the son, use your power to satisfy your hunger. Jesus had been out there in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. He had become weak in his body and thirsty. Jesus trying to tempt him in that manner with food. The devil did not doubt Jesus is the Son of God. Instead, he tried to use Jesus' hunger as a means to drive a wedge between he and the Son and the Father. All around Jesus where he was were stones, stones that resemble loaves of bread in their shape and size. We find now that Satan chose food as Jesus' first temptation. He reckoned this to be foremost among Jesus' vulnerabilities at this time. Satan, my brothers and sisters, he still uses tactics that have sometimes have not changed, and we face them ourselves daily in our lives. Well, the scripture tells us that he had Jesus in a mind at a weak point, but he wasn't that weak, for the Son of God could have easily changed or transformed those stones into bread by merely just speaking a word. However, Jesus responded to Satan by quoting from the book of Deuteronomy 8:3 by saying to Israel how he had led them to the wilderness to determine whether they would keep God's commandments, be obedient to his will, and most assuredly to his word. This is the most important value in life. And it's a great value that we all should take on. Jesus chose to obey God rather than satisfy his physical hunger. Man, my brothers and sisters, shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Jesus resisted the temptation. In resisting this particular temptation, Jesus quoted again Deuteronomy 8:3, for he was fully able to meet Satan's earthly priorities with God's most spiritual heavenly ones. Jesus says that God's word is most essential, not physical food. God has already filled the earth with a bounty of earthly food, just as he had filled the Garden of Eden with food that he had for Adam and Eve, that they would be able to take up for their nourishment. Essential for the body, but not for the soul. Jesus' mission from the Father God was to fill it with spiritual food, food for the soul, which is none other, my brothers and sisters, than that of God's holy and righteous word. And my brothers and sisters in Radio Land, God's word, as it is known and it is understood, consistently applied, is our best defense. against Satan's temptations. When we aspire to seek God's word, seek God's will for all our lives, then it is we are able to overcome all the perils of life, all the persecutions that we face, all the temptations that we are confronted in this world, in this life. When we become known by God's word, it is understood and consistently, it is our best and our greatest defense against Satan. Remember, my brothers and sisters, that the circumstances we encounter in life are God's way of fulfilling his plan for all of us through his son Jesus, who came into this world, came that we would have life and our lives would be made more abundantly, came to a world to teach us, to lead us and guide us, to perform miracles that we had never witnessed before, to bring comfort to despairing people, to let us know that there is a better way that we can live. And it is none other than by the guidance and the leading of Christ Jesus by his Holy Spirit. There is a better way for us to live. We don't have to remain the same, because when we take Jesus as our personal Savior, it is, as the Apostle Paul admonished to Timothy, to study to show thyself approved, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. God's word is our best defense against Satan's temptation. Circumstances we may encounter in life are God's way to us, to bring us nearer and closer to him. Psalmist writer, that is, we draw unto God nearer, he will draw unto us. He has a plan for all of us. In Radio Land, he has a plan that we would fulfill, to seek his will for all our lives. And it is that his will for our lives is that we would live, seek him while he may be found, that we don't have to perish. We don't have to endure the things that we face daily. We don't have to succumb to unrighteousness, because right will always overwhelm and succeed wrongdoing. For the right for us is what God has aspired for us, that we would seek him. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And he has promised that he would give us all that is necessary for us to live. God does not always give us the wants or the desires of our heart. He only promised to give us what is necessary. So my brothers and sisters, I submit to you today that we can overcome temptations that we face daily in our lives. But we must come into the word of knowing the word of God, trusting his word by faith, and trusting in him evermore, that the word will lead us, guide us, and direct us into whatever we face. We can fall on the word of God and the Holy Spirit's leading us in that manner, overcoming the temptations, overcoming false doctrine, overcoming the falseness messages that people bring you, overcoming the news that we hear makes us feel downtrodden and despairing. But when we look to God, who is able to keep us all from faltering, he wants us to look up and live. Look up and become servants unto him. And he said that I will never leave you, nor will I forsaken you. He said, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the age. So we have God's word that can lead us from grace to grace, and we can grow from strength to strength. If we trust God by faith, He is all that we need. He's the only defense. He's our weapon. Just as Christ Jesus used the weapon, alluding to the word of God in the temptation that He tried to tempt our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ with. It is my prayer. It is my prayer to each and every one of you out there that we will grow closer and stronger in the Lord, and we will develop a habit of the daily reading God's word. The more we read, the more we learn and know of God's will for all of our lives. For each and every one that is born in this world has a will that we must fulfill, a righteous will, that is, unto God, the creator of the universe, the creator of mankind, God the Father that imputed life into all of us. When He created man and He breathed into the nostrils, and we became a living soul. And I submit that you can overcome temptations, whatever they may be, in the form of drugs, alcohol, or even promiscuity that we may delve into. But whatever your situation is, whatever keeping you confused, whatever it that is keeping you from worshiping, praising, and giving thanks to the one and only Almighty God, who can speak and we can live. He can speak and we lay down and die. But when it's our time to die, it is for our blessed assurance that we all die in the Lord. For He enables us all to have the opportunity and the privilege to overcome whatever temptations we face daily in our lives. And I say, God bless you. God keep you. And it is my prayer that God's grace and His mercy will abound in your lives. Amen.
us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you.